This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's forecast for coronavirus says a recent case decline should continue over the next few weeks. That's even with the start of a new school year and more people crowding closer together. The big majority of older Coloradans have now had two vaccines plus at least one booster, but there are still big gaps for vaccinations in the state. Latino residents are behind in getting their shots. Colorado's latest national sports championship is in wheelchair lacrosse. CPR's Tony Gorman was at the championship in Denver this weekend.
The Colorado Rolling Mammoth won its second straight title at Aurora's Wheel Park. Rolling Mammoth founder and coach Daniel Hirsch hopes the team's latest win helps promote the sport in Colorado.
And I would love to see it keep growing here in Colorado, get more players. And if we grew like another team or two, that'd be awesome. That'd be the ideal goal.
The championship is Denver's second lacrosse title this year. The Colorado Mammoth, who the team shares a strong relationship with, won the National Lacrosse League earlier this year. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The former mayor of Aurora, Paul Tower, has died at the age of 86. Tower had a major influence on the city. He was mayor for 16 years until 2003 and served as a member of the city council for another 8 years. Tower played a key role in opening Denver International Airport and bringing the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center to Aurora. His son, Ed Tower, succeeded him as mayor. Aurora and the metro area have sunny skies today, highs in the 80s. It will be a little warmer on Tuesday. Likewise in Colorado Springs, a sunny day, 86 this afternoon, a chance for rain tomorrow. In the mountains, mostly sunny, highs in the 70s, and getting a little warmer on Tuesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.